This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I was recently shocked and surprised, even though I probably shouldn't have been, when I read about statements Pope Francis made pertaining to angels. Now, first, he said a few things which were actually quite good. I'm quoting from CNA, which is a Catholic news agency, and the article was published on September 29, 2014, saying that the Bishop of Rome pointed out that the prophet Daniel had a vision of God the Father on a throne of fire, giving Christ dominion over the world, which was reported in Daniel 7, and then he went on to say that in Revelation 12, recounts the battle in which Satan, as a large dragon, was cast out of heaven, noting how these strong images portrayed the great dragon, the ancient serpent who seduces all of the inhabited earth. He went on to say that Satan always tries to destroy man. He said that envy could be the devil's motive, pointing out that in Psalm 8, it says that we are made superior than angels. He also said that the Bible tells us that the devil is astute and cunning in his attacks, and that we have angels to defend us. He says that the struggle is daily, really a struggle in the Christian life, in our hearts, in our lives, in our families, in our people, in our churches. And he said that if we do not struggle, we will be defeated. So far, so good. What was shocking, however, what was really mind-boggling, was this comment. On Monday's Feast of the Archangels, Pope Francis spoke of the ongoing battle between the devil and mankind, encouraging attendees to pray to the angels who have been charged to defend us. And later on in the article it says that he concluded his homily by encouraging those present to pray to the archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, and to recite the prayer to Saint Michael often. Now, let me pause here and say that, first of all, the Bible doesn't say anything about an archangel with the name of Raphael. That must be some kind of Catholic tradition. The Bible only mentions Michael and Gabriel by name, and of course Lucifer, who in fact became Satan the devil. But the Bible clearly warns against trying to pray to angels, trying to make contact with angels. This is a total no-no. It is extremely dangerous to do this, and I can warn you and must warn you with all my heart not to ever try to attempt this. Because the reason is that if you do, you will in all likelihood contact familiar spirits. Not God's holy righteous angels, but fallen angels, the demons. You are getting in contact with demons if you try to contact angels. You see, God sometimes sends angels, his angels, with a particular message to some people. Not too many times does this happen. The Bible doesn't record these encounters on many occasions, but we find that Gabriel, for instance, the messenger of God, was sent to Mary, he was sent to Zacharias, he was also sent to Daniel with a message. And you find that once the message is delivered, when the people then start asking a few more questions, the angel is very, very brief in answering the question, and then he disappears. He doesn't want to get in communication with men. The demons do want that, however. They are called familiar spirits. They want to familiarize with people. And if you try to make contact with angels, then you are in all likelihood contacting demons. Paul, the Apostle Paul, warns us that we should never try to make contact with God's holy and righteous angels. If God wants to send an angel with a message to somebody, let him do so. But don't you try to make contact with them. You see, my friends, we have prepared a booklet which is called Angels, Demons, and the Spirit World. And in that booklet, we warn very severely of people that try to make contact with Satan and his demons. And let me just read to you a little bit from this booklet, and I would encourage you to ask for a free copy, because, quite frankly, it might save your life, physically and spiritually. You need to have that information, because if you follow the advice of Pope Francis, you are walking on very, very dangerous ground. Now let me read to you from our free booklet. We say we must not underestimate the power and influence of Satan and his demons. The Bible tells us that Satan deceives the whole world. His biggest deception, no doubt, is to convince unsuspecting man that he doesn't even exist. He deceives others by pretending that he is an angel of light. Many preach as his ministers, transforming themselves into ministers of righteousness. John later said that many deceivers have gone out into the world, and he warned us to test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Christ prophesied for the end time that false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to declare and to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Satan and his demons can show great signs and wonders. It is prophesied that Satan will ultimately give his power to a religious leader who will work signs by which he deceives the people. False religious teachers, inspired by demons, might even be able to accurately foretell the future. Satan has a power to inspire people to go to war. He has a power to throw down fire to consume man and beast. In Job 1, people felt that God brought this fire, but the context shows that Satan was a power behind it. As a prince of the power of the air, he can bring destruction through mighty winds. Though many people don't believe in the existence of Satan and demons, they are quick to dabble in the occult, being ignorant of the danger they're in. Demons are called familiar spirits because they want to familiarize themselves with man. And by the way, we are giving many scriptures here, which I am omitting, which prove what we are saying. Haunted houses, poltergeists, seances, communication with the dead, and contacts with quote-unquote aliens are all clearly of demonic origin. Satan and demons are destructive. They love to torment people. Once we have made contact with demons, notice carefully, we cannot get rid of them anymore, barring a miracle from God. There are many scriptures that prove that Satan or demons can possess animals and people, forcing them to do terrible things. Demon-possessed people can be extremely violent and self-destructive. They lose all sense of decency. And then we also point out that the Bible shows that demons can even possess or influence people to make them spiritually, psychologically, and physically sick. And then we give a lot of examples. My friends, you need this booklet. You need to be aware of the fact how destructive and deceptive demons are. This booklet also tells you a lot about true angels, the true angels of God, how they look like, what they do, what is their purpose, why were they created, what is their relationship with man, how man should react towards them. Should there be an attempt made by man to contact God's true angels? The answer, as I've told you, is absolutely no. Do not pray to angels. You pray to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, the only mediator between God and man. If you pray to anything and anyone else, you are violating God's law. You are transgressing His law, His explicit command. You are sinning if you do. It is that dangerous. It is that extremely dangerous to contact angels, quote unquote, thinking that you are talking to some godly power, whereas you in all likelihood will be talking, if you're talking at all, to a demon. And if you make that contact, and I can tell you from experience with many people, you will not be able to get rid of that contact unless you have the help of God. But first you need to repent. You need to repent of your foolishness to try to make contact with angels and to speak to them, to pray to them, because if you do, you will have made contact with demons, and that is an extremely dangerous situation. So please again, ask for our free booklet on angels, demons, and the spirit world, and please read it carefully And please read it with understanding and with prayer, with a prayerful, humble attitude that you will understand what God is teaching you in His Word. Till next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.